Hello and welcome to another special edition of We've Got You Covered. Greg Nikolai here. This is week five of self-quarantine for most. And per last week and in our latest episodes, hopefully we're one day closer to the end of COVID-19. Welcome, everybody. We are just finishing up with celebrating Easter and also Passover. So happy Easter, happy Passover to everybody out there. Hope you had special time with your families to the extent that you could be together. And if you could not be together, maybe like our family, you use Zoom and that was able to feel like it a little bit. I know it really worked well for us. It was great to see everybody. Definitely after 5 weeks, we are missing family members, and especially at times when we would usually gather together like Easter and Passover and things like that. So, hope you had a good one. Looks like finally we're getting some good news that we're looking for on the virus. The curve is flattening, new cases are subsiding. Looks like that's nationwide. So, that's very exciting. This has been a very difficult time for everybody, a very long time, 5 weeks. Everybody has sacrificed a lot, and not to mention personal sacrifices and just the damage that this did from a health perspective, and the way it's going to change families forever if you lost a loved one or someone was sick. And then, of course, economically, it's just a double whammy, a horrible effect on the economy and business in general. And also very sad times there. Some businesses are not going to be able to make it back from this. And these are businesses that were doing just fine prior to this. So lots of questions and devastation and difficulty. But hopefully we're breaking that and finding some good news here. Over to the insurance and how this is affecting insurance. Over on commercial business insurance, we see the legal community action rising. There's sort of a building noise level with fighting back on the virus exclusions, especially among the legal community. It is still a long-term prospect, but I can tell that there's more pressure is building where people are looking for coverage from their policies, especially as the time extends here. This timeline is 5 weeks in. It's really getting serious. We're finding out that the payroll protection plan, while helpful, is only 2.5 months, and it only covers a couple of the categories of coverage that you would need reimbursed. So it does cover payroll, but it's limited in covering more than that, like continuing expenses. And the big one that you'd look for it to cover that is covered under insurance, but not on the payroll protection plan, is net earnings, the types of things that you would find on your insurance policy that would get you through this. And an insurance policy would take this position for provide coverage for 12 months or more. The payroll protection plan is only 2.5 months. So a lot of pressure where we're sort of running out of time on the payroll protection plan, which hasn't even really started. There is talk of a fourth round stimulus, which will provide extra funding to that. But things are getting very serious, and we are realizing and recognizing that the business interruption insurance is the best way to get through this type of period. That even gets complicated. You saw the president mention this at Friday's briefing. I was really surprised that he got into the weeds and details on this from the basis of he was actually citing policy language, and he talked about the fact that this is a pandemic, and he was making a distinction between the policy wording that says a virus and the fact that we're categorizing this in the public sector as a pandemic. So he was definitely turning his sights on the insurance industry, putting pressure there, maybe subtly, but nonetheless, putting pressure there on how many people have been paying long-term premiums for Goodwill, and the fact that this should be covered. So we'll see if how that looks later on. And of course, the insurance industry is going to push back a little bit and say that, look, insurance is based on the fact of a lot of people paying a little money for a few people to get a lot of money. And the insurance industry is not priced for every single policy to have a claim. But maybe there's a government backstop that could help that. Who knows? So lots of balls up in the air regarding the commercial insurance area with some building pressure, in my opinion. We're going to be running out of the PPP stimulus. People are going to be thinking about their insurance again and really digging into why it's not covering. Continue a recommendation, continue to make claims, be on record in case there is a break. And we'll keep you posted of that if it happens. Going over to the health insurance side, last week I mentioned that they were generally behind the business insurance side, but they've caught up quickly. We are seeing payment delays being offered under health insurance now, generally across the line. They're offering things like credit card payments also as a convenience factor. And we are seeing government action where states are forcing a mandatory 60-day grace period. So, good stuff happening on the health insurance to be more flexible and help people during their time of need. Some new movement on personal insurance. You're seeing the carriers declare billing pauses. They were already doing this, but also more importantly, they're offering discounts on the insurance because people are at home. They're not driving. And they're talking between 15 and 20% discounts on your monthly premium for April and May. We may see that extend further into June and July. So if you're paying $200 a month and you get 20% off of that, that's $40. Maybe it should be more, but at least it's better than nothing. And of course, on the life insurance side, we continue to see the carriers offering accelerated and abbreviated underwriting. A simple one-page application, no blood work, no records. Policies are easily issued and coverage is placed in force quicker than ever, and sometimes less than a week. So if you've got a life insurance need, really good time to pursue that. That's the update, folks. Pressure is building. We'll see if anything breaks on the insurance side. But there is good news that the virus curve is flattening and new cases are subsiding. And hopefully, either we're back to work or we get some movement out of insurance to help people get more good news and get through this better than ever. That's all from us at Madison Insurance. Stay safe and healthy. Tune in next time for more insurance news.